Broadcasting from the Washington, D.C. studios of the National Right to Life Committee, this is Pro-Life Perspective, America's pro-life voice. And now, here's National Right to Life President and Pro-Life Perspective host, Carol Tobias.
Organizations and businesses alike very often celebrate professional milestones. We hear and see ad campaigns touting 50 years of serving the community and over 1 million cars sold. These milestones provide a cause for celebration among those entities. The pro-life movement also marks milestones, though ours are bittersweet. We all wish that we didn't need to be here, and that human life was afforded protection under the law, from fertilization to natural death. As we commemorate the anniversary of Roe v. Wade, or the anniversary of the founding of a state right to life group, and even National Right to Life itself, we are reminded of those lives that have been lost, and we remain constantly aware of those lives that are still at risk that we are working to protect. Why do I mention all of this? Because today marks the 7,000th episode of Pro-Life Perspective. Our first episode aired January 7, 1985, and was hosted by then National Right to Life President Dr. Jack Wilkie. In the 26 years we have been on the air, we have witnessed amazing advances in our efforts to restore legal protection to unborn children. So many of these advances have been possible because of our continuing efforts to educate the American public with the truth about abortion and its effects on women and families. Part of that educational effort takes place when I come into our very small studio space in our National Right to Life office and record Pro-Life Perspective. Over the years, how we've produced Pro-Life Perspective has changed. At one time, we would tape each episode in our studios and send the recordings out to a company in the Northern Virginia suburbs of Washington to do the post-production, editing, and sound engineering. One time, several years ago, it was necessary to go over to their studios to record the show. After the recording session, the post-production editor, who had been working on Pro-Life Perspective for many years, shared a story with our staff showing just how powerful our educational efforts truly are. He said that when he first started editing Pro-Life Perspective, he considered himself pro-choice, though he didn't necessarily have a strong opinion about abortion one way or the other. He certainly couldn't articulate his pro-abortion position. During conversations with like-minded pro-abortion friends in the ensuing years, he realized that his position had changed dramatically. He also realized that his pro-abortion friends had no intelligent way to argue their position and certainly didn't know the truth about abortion. After years of editing Pro-Life Perspective, hearing every episode, our editor, who started out as pro-choice, had a complete change of heart. That day, he said that when you know the facts, all the facts, and the truth about abortion, that it is impossible to justify being pro-abortion. He's right. When people know the facts about abortion, they routinely reject Roe v. Wade's legacy of abortion on demand. And his conversion story is not unique. Every day, millions of pro-lifers like you provide a positive witness on behalf of unborn children, and your efforts touch hearts, change minds, and bring more people into the pro-life family. I want to end today by thanking you for your continued efforts on behalf of life. I'd also like to thank our many station partners across the country who broadcast Pro-Life Perspective as part of their pro-life ministry. By working together, we have had a tremendous impact on our society, and I am certain that together we will see the day when unborn children are once again granted equal protection under the law. Thank you again for all of your efforts on behalf of the most vulnerable members of our society. Please be sure to join us again next week for episode 7001 as we continue our work to educate America about the value and dignity of human life.
You've been listening to Pro-Life Perspective from National Right to Life, the nation's largest grassroots pro-life organization. For more information on today's episode and to get involved, visit our website at www.nrlc.org.